At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is the Craig Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the Craig Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we've got a pair of tremendous hours coming up for you. It's just a great time of year in general. MLB's opening day is going on right now as the world champion Texas Rangers are going at it. And do have to pass along a little bit of a note on that game in a second. That is actually very, very important for some of you that might have taken some futures. We're taking a look at these two Sweet 16 games as well. So lots of live action on the show tonight. We'll be turning forward to the Sweet 16 games that we're going to be getting a little bit later. And then we will also be diving in on what we're all getting on Friday as well. And joining me along the way, we've got a pair of tremendous guests, as we're going to be joined in 15 minutes by Tom Casale. He does great work over at NOLA.com. We're going to be discussing with him how he's playing these Sweet 16 games, if there's anything that he's liking in terms of the NCAA tournament, and just maybe in terms of style-wise, what he's noticing as well, because we do have a lot of games involving conflicting styles here in the Sweet 16, certainly seeing an interesting one between Clemson and Arizona. We'll get you guys caught up on that in a second, and then and hour number two, Kobe Dant. He does tremendous work over at the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, does a great job with their show, The College Experience, is going to be joining me, and we're going to be diving in on what we're going to be seeing later on tonight and into Friday with him as well. So we do have a pair of great guests, and we've got a lot of great action to get you caught up on, and certainly we'll get you a little bit of a look at the NCAA tournament in a second, but do want to pass this along. Anyone that was betting on this opening day game between the Texas Rangers and the Chicago Cubs, and personally, my write-up was on the Texas Rangers. You always love to be able to benefit, but you never want to see something like this. Justin Steele just went out of this game between the Cubs and the Rangers. He was holding, I believe it was his upper leg. I don't know if it was a quad or if it was maybe just towards the area of the quad, something like that, but he has left this game. He was going after a ground ball. There was like a bunt slash a swinging bunt, if you're going to call it that, and trying to field it, went down, and he is out of this game. So it is now a bullpen game from here on out for the Chicago Cubs, bottom of the fifth. This is a game that's tied up 1-1 with the Rangers having two outs and a man on base, but that's very, very significant for a Cubs team that many people are thinking are going to be able to win the NL Central. I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think that they and the Reds are your main two teams. I'm someone that grew up in the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm still a little bit upset that the Milwaukee Brewers decided to trade away Corbin Burnes for a bag of balls, DL Hall, and an ice cream sandwich. I wish I was kidding when I made that, but other than the ice cream sandwich part, I don't think that I'm kidding. That's about what they got for him, and, well, yeah, it's going to be a long season out there for many of those I mean, both these Centrals, like the AL Central is rough to say the least. I do think that we could see the Tigers, who were able to get the job done against the Chicago White Sox 1-0, be able to rise up in that division. You certainly have the Cleveland Guardians with their great pitching, but you got no offense from like any of those teams. The White Sox got completely shut out today. They look completely rudderless, and that's going to be rough to take a look at, to say the least. And when it comes to a little bit rough, to say the least, right now the second half for San Diego State has been as well. They're currently trailing by a count of 51-37. Got about 13:32 remaining in the second half of this one. Your live line is UConn being a 15.5-point favorite, as San Diego State 6 points in the first 6.5 minutes of the half. And it's just all about with UConn being able to wear teams down, because with this UConn bunch, they just do so many things well at this point. And personally, I'm one of the schmucks that did take 11 points for San Diego State, so I am very much sweating this out, hoping that they're able to just claw their way back into this one. And you know the Hornets, that's that you're diving into with regards to this UConn team and betting against them. Top 10 team in the country in terms of both points allowed and points scored on a per possession basis. And I truly do think that we're just looking at the best team in all of college basketball right now. I think that the biggest thing is if you're able to really be able to deny them good three-point looks, that's the way to be able to knock them off. But even when they went ice cold in that game against Northwestern towards back half of it, they were still absolutely steamrolling them in that game as well. So, hey man, this is a UConn team that when you've got Giant of the Earth Donovan Klingon down low, when you get Alex Karaman, who I really think is a forgotten man for UConn, because we talk about Tristan Newton and his triple-doubles. We talk about Donovan Klingon, the rim protector that he is. And, I mean, rightfully so. These are two amazing players. But Karaman is a guy with size that shoots darn near 40% from three-point range. He does an amazing job of being able to generate a few turnovers. He's just such a Swiss Army knife guy out there on the floor. I think that he really is one of those guys that gets a little bit forgotten about, and wrongfully so, because he has been so good for this UConn team. But we shall see what happens there. And right now in Arizona versus Clemson, it's become a little bit more of a slog. Arizona was able to get out to a nice second half to start out with. Right now we're staring at 65-61. Live totals 148.5 right now live. Clemson is a 3.5-point favorite. And I said going into this, really other than UConn losing outright, I wouldn't be surprised if really any of these other teams in the Sweet 16 are able to survive in advance. And now is the time where you do get into really the toughest games to be able to handicap. These are the sharpest lines out there. If you're a little bit new to college basketball and if you're looking for edges, they're going to be much harder to come by now rather than when you're early on during the season. And that's the way that it is in any sport. Like when you hear us talk about the Super Bowl year in and year out, you have to notice that when we talk about the Super Bowl, oftentimes we're taking a look at player props. We're taking a look at things that maybe other people aren't picking up on, because that full game side, that full game total, it's about the sharpest line that you're going to get all season long. And it's a big reason why you get so much two-way action from sharp book, from just sharp syndicates, from sharp bettors in general on both sides, because you know it's really easy to make a case for both of those teams when you get into the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. Same thing happens in college basketball, where there's very, very knowledgeable people, there's very smart people that are on both sides in terms of these matchups as well. And these are hard games to be able to parse through, and that's what makes it just so much gosh darn fun. As we are taking a look at the NCAA tournament right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And just recognizing what we're seeing in game is very valid, and I think that it's something that should be done as well. Like, I'm taking a look at this Clemson versus Arizona game, and you're able to take a look at this one of two ways. Like, in watching this game, there's no question about it. Arizona, they have benefited from a few calls, but if you were listening to Visa Prime Time a few minutes ago, John Von Tobel, Tim Murray, they do an absolutely tremendous job with that show. They were very much pointing out, and rightfully so, that the bounces have went the way of Clemson. Like, if you take a look at the shot quality data score right now, Arizona, they're the team that in a normal case they would be leading this game with the quality of shots that they've taken. Clemson, they've gotten a few shots to be able to bank in, but that's the beauty of one and done. Like, when you are in baseball, for example, today's opening day, if you like take a look at this, I was just bringing up the Texas Rangers versus Chicago Cubs game. Let's say that there's a ball that flies out of the yard that it would only be a home run in like 8 out of 30 parks or something like that. And you say, hey, that pitcher got a little bit unlucky. You know what? You're able to take him in his next start. You're able to take him two starts later. Things should iron out. When it comes to a one-and-done scenario like this in Clemson versus Arizona, if you have a team that might be on the short end of the stick like Arizona might be in this one in terms of bounces, well, best of luck betting them in 2024-25 because that's going to be your next opportunity. And it is all about trying to be able to gauge what we're seeing right now and recognizing that, hey, sometimes bounces are not necessarily going to go your way. And we shall see if Arizona is going to be able to get by here as they're currently down three with about 2:23 remaining in that one. And do want to take a look at what we're going to be getting a little bit later on as well. Certainly going to be diving into these games along with the games for Friday a little bit later on as well. But we've got Alabama versus North Carolina that is going to be tipping off in most likely about 45 or so minutes. This is the game that is going to be occurring after Clemson versus Arizona. And right now, we're holding relatively steady with North Carolina being a 4.5-point favorite on a lot of books. But I am noticing that a lot of books like DraftKings, now you have to lay more of a minus 115 juice on North Carolina. And this total has hiked up now to about 174.5. And I do feel like this game might be a little bit more correlated. I do think that for North Carolina, an over spot, they can still win the game with it going over, but I feel like an over bodes a little bit better for Alabama. Meanwhile, an under bodes a little bit better for North Carolina, and the reason why I do say that is you just take a look at the three-point shooting numbers. Alabama is a team that they absolutely love to take the three in terms of their overall three-point shooting percentage. They've been one of the best teams in all of college basketball. Alabama's whole, they're shooting 36.7% from three. That's 31st in all of college basketball. Does go down to about 34.2% when they do play games in a roadside shoot court setting, but you've got a North Carolina team that's done a really good job of being able to guard the arc all season long away from home. They're allowing opponents to shoot just 29.9% from three, but another reason why I say this, in terms of Alabama, the percentage of their shots that they take from three-point range, 46.5%. That is 19th in all of college basketball. And when you've got a team that's as up-tempo as Alabama is, taking a look at that sort of battle, if they're bricking shots early, if they aren't able to get shots to fall, that is going to be doomsday for them. And if you're taking a look at the side of North Carolina, if they're able to get those misses, they're in good shape. If Alabama's hitting them, they're in a rough spot as well. Like, this is the sort of game where I would say that even though the number, I think, is pretty sharp, in my opinion. I set this number at 5. Personally, I did take the side of North Carolina, but that's said, if you are taking a look at this game a little bit late and you're deciding what way to go about it, this could be your classic game where perhaps you take a look at a little bit of an alternate spread. If you like the side of Alabama, maybe you just take them out right on the money line, just because I don't see a lot of cases where Alabama is just missing shots left and right. They're ice cold and they're still able to hold in this game by losing by like 3 or 4. Meanwhile, if North Carolina is forcing a lot of misses from this Alabama team, I think that they could be able to win this game by double figures. And that is something that you do want to be trying to take a look at to be able to maximize profit, because there are some games where you absolutely don't want to be doing that whatsoever. Like the lower possession games, the games with lower variance, those are the games where you very much want to be sticking with the minus 110. You don't want to be having to try to incur and having to try to win by more than what that actual spread is right now. Meanwhile, in a game like this where it does feel like it's a little bit higher variance, that's where you might want to be able to maximize, try to be able to get a little bit more bang for your buck. And personally, I do like this total under. I set mine at a 169. We've been seeing that go up quite a bit. When I was doing the show yesterday, we were seeing more of a 173.5, and we've got a lot of intrigue going on here as it is still 66-63 in Arizona Clemson. We are down to the final 223 in that one. We've got UConn up by 14 points against San Diego State. We'll be keeping our eyes there, but we have to turn it forward a little bit more to Friday as well. We will do so with Tom Casale, who does great work over at NOLA.com next. And right here on the Greg Peterson Experience, I'm VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
With so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find all of your favorites all at the lowest prices for over 30 years. Buy what you love and love what you find over at Total Wine & More. Please do drink responsibly, and it is for those 21 years and older, as we're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Joining me on the Progressive Guest Line, we've got Tom Casale. He does great work over at NOLA.com, taking a look at this great game of college basketball. And Tom, it's great to have you aboard. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Thank you for joining me. And Tom, as we are doing this right now, UConn is up 62-44 with about 8.5 minutes remaining. Barring something very, very extreme, they should be able to survive in advance, make it to the Elite Eight. And my question for you is there any team in this field right now that you feel good about taking down UConn? Because I think that it's very clear right now they are the team to beat in this tournament.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel good about it, but Let's look at the other end of the spectrum, right? UConn has played Northwestern and San Diego State. Those teams aren't built to beat UConn. If I had to say the one team they have to get there, I don't think Iowa State's the team. Iowa State doesn't have enough offense. I think Illinois could outscore them. That's the only way. You know what I mean? Illinois is not going to stop them. They would have to win a 92-88 thriller is the way I see UConn not repeating. That's it. I don't think a defensive-minded team is going to stop UConn enough, because first of all, UConn's defense is very good. You just have to find an offense that's going to outscore them on that night. And right now, in that side of the bracket, I only see Illinois as a team that could do it. But, you know, Illinois has the 92nd-ranked defensive efficiency. So, what they've been doing the last 2 years is super impressive. It's hard to blow out every opponent in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it, it is. And this UConn team, they have covered the spread in every one of their NCAA tournament games in this run thus far. And unless if San Diego State is able to make a little bit of a charge to be able to get within the 11, right now it is looking like that is not going to be the case for them. But taking a look forward, as we do have a few games that are going to be coming up later on tonight, UConn most likely is going to be facing the winner of this game, Illinois versus Iowa State. And talk about two very different styles. Iowa State, a top three team in the country in terms of points allowed on a per possession basis. Illinois scoring the most points of any team per possession and games played away from home. The total's hiked up a little bit to about a 147.5 to a 148 with Iowa State holding steady as a 1.5-point favorite. How do you take a look at this game of two contracting styles? Because I just take a look at this and I do think that this is one of the hardest games to handicap, because it's whatever team gets their style that is going to be able to win this game, in my opinion.
I agree, and I think this is more of a live bet. Out of all the games I handicapped, this was the toughest one. You know, you got the number one team in offensive efficiency versus the number one team in defensive efficiency. You just don't get that very often. I think the plus for Iowa State, though, is, like, again, if they played a UConn, UConn's defense is going to be too tough for them, I think. They can score against Illinois. So if their defense is just, you know, playing decent tonight and not letting Illinois get in the 80s, 90s, I think they have a good chance to move on. But just from a fan perspective, like I said, I have a futures on Iowa State, so I'm rooting for them. But if you're looking just for pure entertainment value, I think UConn-Illinois would be probably one of the games of the tournament, similar to that St. John's UConn game where it went back and forth for 40 minutes.
Oh, I remember that game. Both teams were just hitting shot after shot. That was some of the best offense I've really seen all season long. That was highly impressive. So that would be nice to be able to see. As joining me on the show, we do have Tom Casale. He does great work over at NOLA.com on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And just as we did that, Clemson now up 74-70, 25.5 seconds remaining. And for Clemson, if they're able to hold on, they will advance to be able to face off against the winner of this game, Alabama versus North Carolina. And this is a game that I was talking about just a few minutes ago, North Carolina being a 4.5-point favorite. How do you evaluate this matchup? Because the one thing that I was talking about with this one is if you didn't get the best of the number of North Carolina, maybe you do take a look at a little bit more of an alternate spread, because I think out of all the Sweet 16 games, this game might have the most variance where the team that wins it, I feel like might be able to win it by a larger margin, just because for one, you get larger amount of points. And two, with the way that Alabama takes so many threes, that causes for just more variance in general in a game typically.
Yeah, I hit North Carolina as soon as it came out at 3.5. This is my favorite play of the Sweet 16. When you look at Alabama, they pound inferior opponents, right? So it's not surprising that they beat Charleston and Grand Canyon. I mean, Grand Canyon had 37 foul shots and missed 14 of them. North Carolina lives at the line. Alabama is 326 in opponents' foul shots attempted per game. This does not set up well for Alabama unless they're hitting like 12 to 15 threes. To me, you look at these teams, and North Carolina has multiple ways to win. Alabama has to be red hot from three-point range. That's the only chance I see. You know, against the KenPom top 30, Greg, they're 2-10, Alabama, and they give up over 84 points a game. At some point, their defense was going to get them, and I think it gets them tonight.
Yep, I do think so as well. And they were able to have a nice showing against Grand Canyon, but let's call it what it is. Grand Canyon, not quite on the same level as what you're going to be seeing out of North Carolina team that just does a tremendous job of bearing teams with regards to their three-point shooting defense. And it is Clemson that indeed survives and advances. 77-72, so if you took the under you got there, Clemson, they do get the job done. I'm looking at Circus Sportsbook right now. You're seeing some cheering. There's not a whole like, a lot of reaction as of right now. I think that there's more people involved in the UConn game as of right now. But that said, what do you make out of Clemson being able to make it to the Elite Eight and facing off against the winner of either North Carolina or Alabama? Because I do think that a North Carolina versus Clemson game will be so intriguing, because I know like Clemson was able to pick off a lot of the top teams in the ACC towards being part of conference play.
Yeah, so you're talking
and they took down Alabama too.
Yeah, and you're talking to somebody who has a lot riding on a North Carolina futures bet right now. I can tell you from that perspective, I wanted Arizona. I hate familiarity in the NCAA tournament. Clemson knows North Carolina. They've beaten North Carolina. So I think that's going to be a tougher game from that standpoint. And the other thing is this, as you know, Greg, listen, the regular season's great, but the tournament, we start all over. And if you rank the teams right now, I don't know where Clemson ranks in terms of top five, but they're in it. They have held Arizona to 72. They held New Mexico and Baylor to under 60. The way they've played defense, and they didn't play any patsies, they've played three really good offensive teams. Listen, if North Carolina survives tonight and moves on, I'm nervous in that Elite Eight matchup.
And very interesting that you mentioned the fact that Clemson played so much good competition as well. Their coach, Brownell, he came out well before the NCAA tournament. So this isn't like revisionist history from Brad Brownell. He came out and he's like, this net ranking is complete garbage. The Big 12 is playing against a bunch of bad teams. We're playing against real teams, because we mentioned the win that they had over TCU. They were able to knock off Alabama. They played a really tough schedule. They didn't get as much love as a lot of those Big 12 teams. Right now, ACC backing it the heck up. So you've got to give them credit where credit is due. And how about if we do take a look at a little bit of what we're going to be getting for Friday as well? Because I do think that this is one of the more interesting games on the board. It's going to be Gonzaga versus Purdue. Purdue is, in my opinion, a team that very few teams can match up with. But if there is one in their side of the region that does, I honestly think Gonzaga does. With having Graham Ike down low, with Gonzaga being a top five team in terms of points scored on a per possession basis, I think that this is a little bit of a rough draw for Purdue, who is a 5.5-point favorite. I'm not sure how you evaluate this, but I do give Purdue a little bit of an edge straight up. But at 5.5, I think that this number has gotten a little bit too lofty.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think this is a good matchup here. I think it's going to be a good game. One of the things I would say is if you're betting it live or betting second halves, see how they're calling fouls. Because if EK gets in foul trouble on against Edie, I think that opens up an edge for Purdue moving forward. If they have to keep sitting him because of fouls, then I give the edge to Purdue. I think this is going to be kind of a fast-paced game. You know, Purdue's one of those teams, they'll play any style. The Big Ten, a lot of those teams like to play slower, but they like to get out and transition. And we know Gonzaga likes to play fast. So, you know, 154 and a half is kind of high, but I do think there's going to be opportunities live to maybe bet a live over. I think this is going to be a fun, entertaining back and forth game.
Absolutely. I think so as well. We've got a little bit over a minute remaining. Anything else that you're going to be taking a look at with regards to the Sweet 16 games for Friday, as we've got three other really good matchups that are going to be going down?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we're going to see a motivated Houston team. Texas A&M kind of matched up pretty well with them, but you got to remember, Houston was up 12 in that game, and they kind of let it slip away at the end and went into overtime. I think you're going to see a motivated Houston team. And if you look at Duke, teams they struggled against this year, you know, Arizona, North Carolina twice, it was teams that bullied them in the paint. And Houston's a very physical team, so I think that's going to be interesting. And I think NC State Marquette, that's an interesting game because Marquette does not have a lot of size down low. And we know one thing NC State has is size. So I'm going to be looking at that game. But I like Houston tomorrow. I think that's the play. And I think you're going to see the best Houston team we've seen in a month.
I love it. I've got Houston on my bracket. I've got Houston laying four in this game. And we've always got great insights when you're aboard, Tom. You do such great work at Dola.com. And your time is always appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Good luck.
It is always great to get Tom Casale aboard. And coming up next, we've got a lot of action that's going to be going down with two remaining Sweet 16 games. And, hey, we've still got three games that have yet to have first pitch in terms of MLB opening day. We'll get you guys some picks on those next. On the Great Peterson Experience, on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
We got this offer for less than 48 hours. You got still a little bit of time to sign up for a VSiN Pro annual subscription and save $41. All you need to do, utilize the promo code when you sign up of Greg, G-R-E-G. You save $41 when you use that promo code. This gives you access to everything that we do for a full year. Betting splits showing you where the money and the bets are heading on every single game. We've got our March Madness betting up with picks on every single game of the NCAA tournament. Plus, I'm handicapping every single baseball game this year. You get all my lines there. Betting systems, premium analysis, 24/7 video access, and so much more. This offer is expiring on Friday in less than 48 hours, so sign up. Use that promo code Greg, G-R-E-G. You save $41 when you use that over at VSiN.com/subscribe. We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And early games in the NCAA tournament, they are coming to a close. We saw Clemson already get the job done 77-72. And UConn's currently up 73-48 with 3:54 remaining. Now, sports betting and sports in general, you don't want to call it over until it's over. And we could see San Diego State make a bonsai charge, perhaps be able to cover the spread. But let's call it what it is. If UConn blows a 25-point lead, I'm very willing to eat crow, but I'm going to advance them to the next round at this point. We shall see what they're going to get in terms of the Illinois versus Iowa State game. But right now, UConn is just a complete and utter bulldozer. They have yet to fail to cover a game in the NCAA tournament in this most recent run. By the way, if you want a trivia question, last team to knock off UConn in the NCAA tournament, actually Chris Jans when he was over at New Mexico State. So shout out to the old Aggies who ever sent them, and it's been a long and winding road for them, to say the least. But right now, UConn in very good shape, but it's still a little bit of total intrigue in this one as well. Right now, the live total is 133.5, so anyone that took this at between about 135, 136, whether you took the over or the under, going to be sweating this one out, and it's all about whether or not Walkie McWalk-on wants to hit a shot here late in this one. But they're going to be taking on the winner of Illinois versus Iowa State, and this is a game that is going to be coming up right after San Diego State versus UConn. So expect this one to come up about 45 to 50 minutes from now with Iowa State. They're currently a 1.5-point favorite across the board. Totals between 147 and 148. And if you listened to the show yesterday with regards to my DK Network right up on this one, I am on Iowa State and still holding steady with this one. I'd be willing to lay up to three with Iowa State. I do think that in a strength-on-strength sort of battle, you do have to take a look at All right, out of the non-strengths, which team is able to better execute? And I think that the Iowa State offense is better than the Illinois defense. Illinois is about 250th in all of college basketball in terms of opponent's three-point shooting percentage and games played away from home. And when they're away from home, they're 262nd in all of college basketball in terms of points allowed on a per-possession basis. And certainly this Iowa State offense, it does not hold a candle to the Illinois offense, while the Illinois defense does not do that to the Iowa State defense. But that's up for Iowa State. They're a top 50 team in terms of points scored on a per-possession basis. You got Tamon Lipsby, Kashawn Gilbert, pair of guys that are giving you north of 32 points per contest. They do a nice job being able to dole out the ball. The question for Iowa State is, can they do a good job on the glass? And can they, for lack of a better term, force Illinois out of the painted area? Because so much when you have a team that's a little bit undersized in Iowa State is making sure that you are able to keep Illinois just away from the painted area in general, because they've got a lot of good size. They've got someone like a Coleman Hawkins along with Quincy Guerrier that they play inside out. Both of these guys shoot north of 36% from three-point range. Both of these guys hauling their 6+ rebounds per contest. They both give you double figures. So that's really going to be the matchup that you want to be watching for in this game. But I do think that Iowa State is able to do just enough with the likes of Trey King and company to hold in there on the glass, despite the fact that this is an Iowa State team that they leave a little bit of something to be desired there. It's a Illinois team that's actually number 12 in all of college basketball with regards to rebound rate. They do a solid job on both the offensive and defensive side of things. Meanwhile, it's an Iowa State team that in terms of their rebound rate, they're clocking in more around about 154th in all of college basketball. But I do think that they're going to be able to do just enough, hold in there on the glass. And when it comes to typically offense versus defense, I do find myself, maybe this is just stubbornly, but I typically do default a little bit more to the defense, especially when you've got a neutral court setting, especially when you've got unfamiliar surroundings. And I do feel like a jump shot is going to go on you a little bit more than just defensive effort and defensive tenacity in general. So I do like this spot for Iowa State. I do think that they get the job done. That was my write-up for today, and still plenty of time to get in there. And if you were looking at my write-up in terms of baseball today, right now we're sweating that one out. It's currently 2-2 in terms of Cubs versus Rangers going into the top of the seventh inning. Justin Steele got the start for the Cubs. He went out of this game early. I'm trying to see if we can get a little bit of injury intel on it, because he went out after he had fielded a ground ball. Hopefully it's just a cramp. I would hate to see him suffer any sort of a bad injury or anything like that. He's a very, very special player, but that is something that we do want to be taking a look at, because he was dealing with a hamstring injury. He was holding that when he was leaving the field. So you want to be looking for one of those reports. If we do see any of those, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent, I will be passing that along right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. But we do have a few other games for baseball to take a look at, as well as we've taken a look at what we've all got for college basketball tonight, and we'll be turning it forward to the Friday games a little bit more in hour number two. But for those of you looking to sweat a few baseball games late, as we've got a lot of action that's going to be going down, I will say this right now. A team that I'm not going to be betting tonight is the Colorado Rockies. Right now, they are between a plus 185 to a plus 190 underdog. So all this game is between 8 to 8.5 between they and the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is 9-13, 9-14 on the card for Zach Gallen. Not necessarily a guy that I'm super duper bullish on coming into the season, as I do feel like he wore down a little bit towards back half of last season. As you can tell that with the added workload, he threw about 243 innings last season. That was starting to wear on him a little bit, but man, this is a Colorado Rockies team that is relatively rough. Now, if you are starting to see some of those eights pop up, and I am seeing a lot of books going from an 8.5 to an 8, I would be starting to take a look at the over, because with the Colorado Rockies, this team always has very demonstrative home and road splits in terms of their offense. You don't have to deal with that as of right now, because they've been dealing with their spring training in Arizona. It's not a case where they're going from elevation to elevation, back from elevation, and they're doing the back and forth. They've been at sea level pretty much for the last few months. These guys are not having to acclimate to that quite yet, so I actually do think that that's a little bit of a, shall we say, benefit or booster to this Colorado Rockies offense that still has Chris Bryant. They still have a few guys that are able to give you a little bit of thumping power, but it's still a relatively awful team with just an absolutely brutal bullpen in general. And for the Arizona Diamondbacks, you still have Ketel Marte, as I'd like to always say, part of the Marte Parte. Does a solid job along with Corbin Carroll, guys like this. I do think that the Diamondbacks should be able to get to a guy in Kyle Freeland that his velocity is up, but he's still not too much of a strikeout guy. He's still someone that is just had his struggles throughout his career, and you can't expect him to go overly far in this game. So I here at an 8, now that we're getting a lot of those pop up, I will be looking at the over, and I do like the Diamondbacks on the run line there. And then I do think that this is a game of a little bit of intrigue, as money has come in on the Oakland A's. 925, 926 on the card. And for anyone watching at VSiN.com, YouTube TV, you could tell that I gave a very puzzled look, and rightfully so, as Alex Wood goes for the Oakland A's. Shane Bieber, who has a fever for getting outs, is on the bump for Cleveland. Cleveland opened up at a minus 160. Now you're finding them as low as a minus 136, as high as a minus 142. Between plus 120 and plus 132, your number on Oakland. Total on this game is 7.5, shaded down to the under. And all of a sudden, if you're finding like one of these minus 136s, where I sit here at Circa, you've got a minus 136. All of a sudden, there's value on the Cleveland Guardians. I was not willing to lay a minus 160 early on, but this has started to get to a point where I think that it's gone too far. Like, this is an Oakland A's team that I think is going to be a little bit better than they were a season ago, and they were very unlucky towards the beginning part of the year last year. Now they completely sunk on ice, but they were unlucky and they sunk on ice. But with Alex Wood, okay pitcher. He was able to post up about a 4-5 ERA out there in San Francisco, but that's one of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks in baseball. Typically, when a pitcher goes to Oakland, they do see a little bit of a bump, because in Oakland, especially during the nighttime, when you've got the marine layer out, you're able to really benefit from balls that would be out in most parks, dying sort of at the warning track. Alex Wood was already getting that while he was with San Francisco, and he wasn't pitching that well over there. Like, I don't know what we're expecting out of this Oakland A's team that makes us think, oh yeah, that's a team that I want to be putting my shekels on. Like, this is an Oakland A's team that is going to be having, I mean, I wish I could call it a partial sellout, a complete and utter non-sellout whatsoever, going up against a Guardians team that has really good pitching. Shane Bieber, he looks a little bit better right now in terms of his velocity. He's starting to come back to him a little bit. He's not the Shane Bieber that we saw in 2020, where he was getting like 14 strikeouts per 9 innings. He won the Cy Young Award. That was the truncated season, and as a result, he just had absolutely astronomical numbers. But at the same time, he looks a little bit better. He still has relatively good command. He's backed up by a bullpen that has James Karinchak in the eighth inning, and then you've got Emmanuel Clase in the ninth. That is a nasty 8-9 combo for the Oakland A's. You've got Danny Jimenez, and they were able to unearth a few guys that weren't absolutely terrible in the bullpen. But if you can tell, I'd phrase it as not absolutely terrible in the bullpen. That should tell you all that you need to know about the Oakland A's as of right now. So this is a spot where I'd be taking a look at the Cleveland Guardians, out that we've seen this just completely plummet in general. And here at a 7.5, I do think that you got a little bit of value on the under, as I was mentioning, with the marine layer being out, with this being a nighttime game in Oakland, very hard to be able to hit it out in Cleveland. Leave something to be desired on offense. We leave nothing to be desired with our college basketball coverage, Joe. We'll take a look at some Friday Sweet 16 games next on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There has never been a better time to have skin in the game than with DraftKings Sportsbook right about now, because we've got a VSiN exclusive offer new for DraftKings customers. Earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 that you wager, and you're able to earn up to $2,500 worth of bonus bets in your first 3 days on DraftKings. Don't wait. Download the app. Utilize the promo code for this show of Greg, G-R-E-G, when you do, and you're able to earn a $500 bonus bet for every $1,000 that you wager right now, only on DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is indeed yours. We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. It is officially final for those of you that were sweating out the total in UConn versus San Diego State. The game lands on 134. 82-52. It is old San Diego State getting completely lambasted by UConn. And for UConn, last non-cover in the NCAA tournament, that's when they lost straight up to New Mexico State in the 2022 NCAA tournament. Remember it well. I had them going to the Final Four that year. I would say year too early, apparently, on that. And they have now won 9 straight NCAA tournament games. They flash this up on the screen as they were concluding that one. 9 straight tournament wins for UConn of 13-plus points. Yeah, that's an NCAA tournament record. And now for Iowa State versus Illinois, whoever wins this game, they have to go into that hornet's nest. So we shall see what happens there. That tip is going to be most likely in about 30 to 35 or so minutes. And as I was saying before, I'm going to be on Iowa State in that spot. And did somebody tell more around about a 145 and a half to a 146. So now that we're north of 147, I am on the under as well. But how about if we take a look at a little bit of what we're going to be getting for Friday as well? So I do think that we've got some relatively solid games here, as we are going to be getting set for Alabama versus North Carolina. And if you're taking a look at this game, by the way, in terms of Alabama versus North Carolina, was mostly seeing four and a half when this show started up. We are starting to see some five. So if you do like North Carolina, probably want to take the 4.5 now. Or if you want to utilize something that I was talking about a little bit earlier, if there's a team that you like and you think that the 3-point shooting variance is going to come into play like I do, perhaps looking at an alternate on whatever side you like in terms of Alabama, them perhaps being able to win this game outright for North Carolina, them being able to win by closer to like 8 or so points, that I think is actually a really good strategy in a game where I do think that there's going to be a lot of variance. And you know that Alabama is going to be putting up the threes, so we should have a lot of fun there. But how about if we take a look at what we're going to be getting in the South region on Friday? And this is going to lead off with NC State versus Marquette. This is 643-644 on the card. The lone seed north of a 6 that is remaining in the NCAA tournament, NC State is a 6.5-point underdog, and total on this game is 151. And I do take a look at this spot, and I think that this is the end of the road for NC State. Though I will say, if you want to do revisionist history, man, the NC State run that they had in the ACC tournament looking more and more and more impressive by the day. I mean, talk about a conference that has went way stock up, and all the schools are getting the units from all these ACC tournament wins. They should be feeling very, very good. So hooray for the ACC. But that said, I do think that this is just a little bit too much for NC State to handle, and it's just the age-old question. Do you take a look at the recent form, or do you take a look at the overall season form? Because if this were a line that were made 2.5, 3 weeks ago, something in that neighborhood, with Marquette having Tyler Kolek out there on the floor. I do have to reiterate that, because there was a point where Marquette, they were dealing with Kolek being off the floor, and if he were off the floor, certainly that would be adjusting the handicap on this game a little bit. But if Tyler Kolek was fully healthy and you made this line 3 weeks ago, I think that Marquette would probably be closer to about a 9 or so point favorite. And I do think that they are going to overwhelm an NC State team that's had a relatively tough time guarding the arc all season long. They do allow opponents when they're away from home to shoot north of 34% from 3-point range. And it is an NC State team that they've got sort of the, shall we say, backbone of a team that can be able to make this sort of a run. They do have a guy in DJ Burns that has nice low post moves. They have a team that doesn't turn the ball over a lot, but they're not going to be able to take advantage of Marquette's main weakness. And Marquette's main weakness is on the glass. Marquette is outside the top 250 in terms of their overall rebound rate. Other than Oso Ogudero, you don't have anyone else that really gives you north of 5 rebounds per game. But for NC State, other than Mohamed Diarra, you don't have anyone else for this team that gives you north of 5 rebounds per game. We love looking at DJ Burns. We love giving him ice cream at the end of the game and everything like that. He's only been giving the team about 4 rebounds per game. He's very much an offense first sort of guy. He's not been someone that has really been in the glass, giving this team a whole heck of a lot of second and third chances. It is an NC State team team that has been hit or miss in terms of three-point shooting as well. DJ turned it up Horn. He shoots over 40% from three-point range. He's able to give you about 15 or so points per contest and got some nice ancillary guards. Michael O'Connell is not too much of a shooter, but someone that's able to dole out the ball. He's able to keep things clean. It's a big reason why NC State has been so good in terms of not turning the ball over, but for NC State, they allow a lot of wide open lanes in general. They're just not a team that's going to put the pressure on you much in the way that Marquette does. Now for this NC State team as well, they have not faced off against a lot of teams that generate a whole bunch of turnovers. I think that that's a little bit of a byproduct of why they've been such a good team and not turning it over this year. Meanwhile, you now have to go up against a Marquette team that is a top 25 team, turns the turnovers force on a per possession basis. And what I really love for this Marquette team is the way that Cam Jones has come into his own as well, because Tyler Kolek is massive right now, leads all of college basketball in terms of assists per game, but you saw Jones really be able to, for lack of a better term, find his bearings when Tyler Kolek was out of the fold. He's really been able to reach a just different level of production. And if you want to take a look, ever since February 3rd, so this is the last 15 games overall, so since the beginning of the month of February, he's putting up 21.5 points per contest on 49.5% three-point shooting. And this isn't like some sort of a cheapy number where it's like, oh, he's taking like 1 3 per game. He went like 7 of 15 from 3 or anything like that. No, he's jacking up 7 threes per game and shooting 49.5% from 3-point against an NC State team that's having a tough time being able to guard the 3-point arc. So I do think that that's going to be massive in this spot. And I do take a look at this total, and it's one of the more intriguing ones to be able to take a look at. I did set my total more around a 150. Now that we're at a 151, I'm going to be willing to go under just because it is a Marquette team that, while they've been very efficient on the offensive side of things, it's not as if this team is quite as up-tempo as they were a season ago. Like, for Marquette, under the first few years under Shaka Smart, this was a team that was very much looking to get up and down the court. They were looking to get a bunch of possessions, everything like that. This is a Marquette team that has really been able to bog it down a little bit more. They're more around 150th in all of college basketball in terms of total possessions per game. And for NC State, this team is about 152nd. Both of these teams relatively average in terms of the college basketball landscape in terms of their total possessions per game. Both of these teams pretty good at being able to execute on offense, but I do think that Marquette is going to be able force NC State into a few more turnovers. That's going to allow them to be able to get the job done. So did set my line at a 8. I'm going to be willing to lay the 6.5 with Marquette. And here at a 151, I do like this total under as well right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And then do want to give you guys this one as well. I'll go through my DK Network write-ups because I've got one for baseball. I've got one for college basketball. We'll do both of those in hour number 2. But that's it. How about if we had Creighton versus Tennessee? This is 641, 642 on the card. And with Tennessee, they are a favorite of 3 points at a lot of spots. You're able to find one or two straight 2.5s. So out there, total on this game between 144 and 144.5. I was alluding to this when I was talking about the Alabama versus North Carolina game, a game where perhaps you want to take a little bit more of a look at the alternate spread, things like this. And while it might appear on the surface that you want to do that with Creighton, I wouldn't be so willing to do it in this sort of spot, because for Tennessee and Creighton, I think that there is a case to be made that both of these teams can just go into inferno mode, and both of these teams can go as cold as an igloo. You've got a Creighton team that, if they're hitting their shots, it's doomsday for you. If Dalton Connect is hitting his shots for Tennessee, it's doomsday for you. And if both of these teams are missing, it could turn into a big giant rock fight and a slog. So I do think that there's going to be a lot of variance there, but you could see variance on both sides. That still leads you to getting to this number that we're seeing right now of a 3. Now, I personally set my line to where I'm willing to lay it with Tennessee. I made them a 4.5 point favorite just because I think that they've got a few more paths to victory than Creighton. And the reason why I do think that is because Tennessee just flat out has more depth. For Creighton, they've got a really good starting five, and outside of that, they've got absolutely Jack Diddley squat. You've got three guys who are able to give you north of 16 points per contest, with all giving you north of 5 boards per contest for Creighton, when Ryan Kalkbrenner has been able to give you 2.5 to 3 blocks per contest. Trey Alexander, Baylor Shireman, these guys have been tremendous. And while Dalton Connect is that headline scorer for Tennessee, you still have someone like Jonas Adu, who does a nice job on the glass. Toby Awaka is able to give you some good rebounds, and someone that always gets so forgotten about, and he's pretty much a vanity Van Wilder of the SEC, Josiah Jordan-James, someone who's just able to stuff the stat sheet, gives you 9 points, 6 boards. He'll throw in there a block. He'll throw in there a steal. He just does all the little things well for Tennessee, and you just really don't have that guy for Creighton, and I do think that that's a big X factor. Tennessee is able to throw at you a bunch of different looks. Creighton is a team that is not going to push you out of your sort of just offense in general. They're one of the worst teams at generating turnovers in all of college basketball. I think that that is going to be very much to the advantage of Tennessee. That is going to allow them to be able to get into their sets, not be uncomfortable. I think that allows them to get the job done. And I do think that this is a game that is going to be close enough for late game fouling at a 144. Wouldn't want to take it any further over, but somebody told a 144.5. So I do like the over, and I do like Tennessee. And coming up next, we'll have my DK Network right up for this College Basketball Friday. I'm the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.